Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 1, focus on identity. Who am I? Study W1, in Christ.
We're going to be looking at some awesome revelation of our new identity that we have in this new creation life. And today we're going to discover that it's all founded in the person of Jesus, because the new creation exists in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says this: therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away, behold, new things have come. So we're going to look in some detail as to what this means about this new creation and the fact that it's in Christ. And to begin that journey, I'm going to start by going back to the original creation, right? The fallen creation as it became. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 27 says this: God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. So here's the key: God created man in his own image. What does that mean? I mean, some have really taken some license on this and said, well, look, if God was God and he made man in his own image, then man is God too. I don't really see it like that. And I think it's more helpful to look at something that Jesus said on this topic in John chapter 4 and verse 24. He said, God is spirit. And he went on to say that if we want to worship him, we have to worship in spirit and in truth. God is spirit. So when God created man in his own image, I think what it's really meaning is he created a spirit race, a spirit being race. That was the original humanity. Then he formed like man out of the dust of the earth. He breathed life in to create a living soul. And so we see the creation of man, and then we understand that man fell as sin entered through Adam and Eve. And God had pronounced that that would lead to death. And Paul expounds on this in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. It says this: therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. So the fallen creation, the original creation, is dead when it comes to relationship with God. Its spirit man identity is dead. You know, God had told Adam, if you eat of that fruit, you're going to die. But the minute Adam ate of it, he didn't drop dead and cease to exist. It was referring to the spirit man on the inside of him that went into darkness and death. And the whole point of God in the new creation is to create a new spirit man within, here's an amazing thing, within the existing race. So to actually come onto the inside and recreate that spirit man, that new spirit on the inside. And so the verse we read, 2 Corinthians 5:17, says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. It's talking specifically about that inner spirit being that has been recreated. And it says, old things passed away, behold, new things have come. And a lot of people have got confused about this, saying, well, I believe I'm a new creation, but if that's true, then old things should have passed away, but I still struggle with some of the same things that I had before. Right? Well, that's because it's the spirit man it's talking about, where old things passed away, behold, new things have come. But we understand we're more than just a spirit. We are spirit, soul, and body. Some people have summarized that in these terms, that I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. And we know from the New Testament that the soul is not replaced. That doesn't all pass away and get replaced with a new one. For instance, the soul includes the mind, the will, and the emotions. And if we look at the mind, Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the soul has to go through renewal all the time. So what passed away was that old fallen spirit man, and what's come in its place is a new spirit man on the inside. The soul has to be renewed. And then when it comes to the body doesn't get transformed either. Right? The scripture talks about it perishing. it's failing, the body. It's getting older and older all the time. But there is life that comes because of this new man. Romans 8 verse 11 says, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So we don't get the body changed, but we can access some life out of the spirit to really help. So what about in Christ then? Because that's where the new creation is. So therefore our new identity comes from what we have in him. And Ephesians in the first two chapters has lots of statements about what we are and what we have in Christ. I'm just going to read a few of them. So in Ephesians 1 verse 3 it says this, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So in the new creation we're in Christ, we have every spiritual blessing. I mean, that kind of says it all in one go, right? We're a blessed people. Our identity is blessed. The next verse, Ephesians 1, 4, talks about us being chosen in him, that we would be holy and blameless before him. So this new creation identity is not like a fallen man. It's not like a sinner status. It's a holy status. Not because God is just being kind, but because this is the reality of this new creation spirit that we have in Christ. We have a new identity. It's holy and it's blameless. And in him, verse 7 in chapter 1, we have redemption through his blood. We have forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us. So in our new identity, we're lavished in grace. In Ephesians 1:11, it says we've obtained an inheritance in him. And in verse 13, that we've been sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise. So this new identity is very strong. It's very secure. It's very complete. And then when we turn into chapter 2, there is this astonishing revelation. Just going to read verse 6. It talks about how we've been raised up with him and we've been seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So being in him means that we're in him now and he's in the heavenly places now in victory. And that's where we are in him. So our identity is there. I remember a friend of mine told the story once of how he went to see a Christian brother that was in business, and he went to his office to say hi one day, and this guy had a plaque on his desk that said, keep looking down. My friend said to him, why have you got a plaque saying keep looking down? Aren't we supposed to keep looking up? And he said, well, if you're seated in Christ in heavenly places, there's nowhere else to look. And that may be taking it a little bit far, but it's an amazing thought, right? So we really are seated with him in his place of authority and victory. That's part of our identity that we have in him in the new creation. One final thought around this in Christ as we turn towards the end of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, says this, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens. So in our new identity, we're not strangers anymore, but you are fellow citizens with the saints. We belong and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. So you see, this new creation identity is not just about me as an individual. It's about something that I become part of on a bigger picture level with a community, right? With his body. And God had a real purpose in this, is that he wanted a temple that he could use as his dwelling place. So the purpose of the new creation, the new spirit man that's created holy, is that we can then become a dwelling place of God together. What an amazing thing that is. That's our new identity in Christ together.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.